7:40. And on the line, Jeff Workman. He's the chair of SARA, Shakespeare and Area Residents Association. Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dale.
Things pretty busy there in Shakespeare right about now?
They sure are. There's a hustle of activity as we get ready for this big rally to save Shakespeare tomorrow.
What's the mood of the people there? How are they feeling about this so far?
They are pretty excited about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're looking forward to the chance to share the message with people about what's happening with this highway and why Shakespeare needs to be saved.
Well, and it's, to have that opportunity to be involved in what I would call a democratic process, where the people actually get to speak and speak some truth to power about how insane it would be just to flatten Shakespeare to put in a road.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the things that are going to go on?
Well, we've got some speakers lined up, yourself included. We'll be having a main stage, and these speakers will be educating people on what this whole highway issue is about.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have some local people up talking about what Shakespeare means to them and why it's so worthy of saving. We've got some of the restaurants offering some specials to feed the kind folks that are coming out.
Uh-huh.
We've got an open house of the church so that people can come in and take a look around that beautiful structure and see why that's worthy of saving. And for the kids that come out, we've got some face painting and a little Pet the Pig, and it's going to be a real celebration and a real rally to show everyone that this is an insane plan to want to put a highway through a community like this.
Now, do we expect that any local politicians will be there as well, Jeff?
Well, unfortunately, I contacted some members of Perth East Council and haven't received a reply to our invitation.
Yeah.
Our member of provincial parliament is unable to and just won't be able to attend that day.
So we'll be politician free, maybe.
Well, it sounds like it, unless some are listening now and want to come out and be a part of this. And if they don't want to speak, maybe they just want to come out and see the kind of support that we have behind us.
Well, I think the people of Shakespeare have a good story to tell here about the importance of their community, and maybe some politicians would be well advised just to listen. They don't have to say anything
Sure. Or
commit, but use it as the rally is an information function, isn't it? You want
That's
to tell
right.
everybody about what's going on.
Yeah, you've got it. We want people to understand how this highway is going to impact our community. It will destroy heritage. It destroys our ability to contribute economically. And it puts our residents in grave, grave danger.
Well, it's just one more little village or one more little hamlet that had to move over or get flattened for progress.
Well,
progress.
There's alternatives to going through the village We think that's going to come through. We think that people are going to see that these alternatives are effective solutions.
Especially
when it comes to safety.
And it's not as if major highway construction has not gone around communities in the past. It happens all the time.
It sure wouldn't be the first time.
No, that's for sure. Now, you're going to use some yellow tape again. Can you tell me about what you're going to do with your yellow tape?
Yeah, we've got the yellow tape all strung up on as many houses as we can along the roadside. So we're going to be having a march at about 1:30 tomorrow, and we'll take the whole delegation, everyone that comes out, and we'll be marching behind that yellow tape. And it's going to be a real visual image of just how wide that highway would be and how much it would take out.
Well, I mean, I saw the yellow tape there a number of weeks ago because you had done this earlier, right, back
That's
in the
right.
summertime.
That's
and
right.
good grief, there's nothing left. If you were to take down everything in where the yellow tape is, you'd take down the church, you'd take down... How many buildings in all do you think, Jeff?
Well, there's about 14 that have X's on them, but it'll be far more than that. For example, Dale, the church does not have an X on it. The church is not set for demolition.
Yeah.
Yet the road allowance will be so close to that building that the constant pounding of traffic will crumble its foundation.
Well, the right of way, the yellow tape, as I saw, was like a few inches from the front wall. It's crazy.
That's right. And so that's the other challenge, is that there's far more buildings that will be impacted than just the ones that are currently set for expropriation.
Yeah.
And these are homes that go back to the early 1900s, the late 1800s. I mean, these are historic homes. These yeah. have importance in not only our community, but to our province.
And the notion of going around Shakespeare, I know that'll have to be up to the Ministry of Transportation in terms of how that might happen. I would think, having been in Shakespeare, that it would improve the amount of traffic that's rolling through town right now.
Yeah.
Which is a problem right today.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. When people think of Shakespeare, they think of a quaint, quiet community. Uh-huh. And it's a wonderful place to live, and it's a wonderful place to come and shop. And if we could divert traffic around this community, it's been shown that business could actually improve. That people would love to come to Shakespeare even more than they do already.
If they didn't have to dodge big trucks rolling down the road or that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we'll be there. Mary and I will be there. Let's hope a whole lot of people will take up the cause as well and come. And even if you're just curious to start, come and have a look at what is being threatened in this very picturesque part of Ontario.
That's right. Dale, I think that if people out there care about heritage preservation, and if people out there care about this, the safety and the health of people, especially children, this is a cause that's worth fighting for. And we would love to see them out and just love to see people, all the Zoomers out there, showing their support for Shakespeare.
Well, those are things worth fighting for, aren't they?
They sure are.